Hi, and welcome to the weekly podcast with Jonathan Doyle. Want a boost to get your week underway? Well, welcome aboard. You're in the right place. Sometimes it only takes a single good idea to change your future, and today could be that day. So sit back, relax, and prepare to go to the next level with Jonathan Doyle.
Well, hi there, and welcome to the weekly podcast. Once again, Jonathan Doyle here with you personally with just a very simple idea that I want to share with you for another week. I'm going to behave myself this week and get back to my promise of keeping these to around about 5 minutes because I know you're busy, and last week it did creep away. A lot of good stuff there, but I'm going to do the right thing and keep this on time for you. What I want to talk about this week is simply titled Hard Work and Winning Ugly. Hard Work and Winning Ugly. Now, when I do the podcast, as I've said a lot of times, these ideas just kind of bubble away, and they're just things that are happening in my life, or books that I'm reading, or conversations that I'm having. And recently, I've been thinking a lot about just hard work and winning ugly. Now, what I want to suggest to you is that we have a sort of celebrity culture, right? I mean, you look at the kind of reality TV stuff we have, so often you sort of get the sense that people who seem incredibly successful just achieve that success kind of instantly. You know, they just kind of were born with certain characteristics and everything just happened from the youngest age. And personally, I think that can be a little dangerous. We can sort of think that, well, firstly, we think that, you know, fame and popularity or, you know, massive media success is the point of existence. And many times we've said it's not the main point of existence. But it takes away from this idea that sometimes you are going to have to grind it out and do a lot of hard work. Now, this may not be the most popular weekly podcast I do, but it's going to be one of the most important. And this term, winning ugly, comes from sort of a sporting analogy where, you know, certain key teams that I've followed, you know, have been really successful for kind of 10-year stretches. And often you'll hear, you know, commentators during the game. Now, I haven't even mentioned the sport because you could apply this to any sport, but the commentators will say, you know, these guys know how to win ugly, which means sometimes they know how to drop all the flashy stuff and just grind it out and do the sort of boring, ugly, standard stuff that has to happen to secure long-term success. So whatever you're doing, whether you're a student, whether you're an educator, whether you're in business, whether you're in a marriage, sometimes you are going to have to grind it out and turn up every day. These are simple ideas. Turn up. Just turn up every day. Some days are going to be high. Some days you are going to be standing on the peak of Everest and everything is just going to be cranking and working and life will be perfect. And some days you are going to be in the valley. But the key is to keep turning up, understanding sometimes you have to win ugly and understand that success can take, and remember, we define success in really achieving the fullness of what's possible given the unique talents and abilities you have. That's your definition of success. What is possible for you with the unique talents and abilities that you fully have, that you have? You know, the great monk Thomas Merton had a beautiful quote that I had in a journal for years. He said, you know, the purpose of life isn't self-actualization. You know, isn't sort of fully kind of becoming everything you can to be successful. He said the purpose of life really is self-transcendence. The ability, these are his words, the ability to fully recollect yourself so you can fully give. That's deep stuff. You know, the ability to fully understand who you are and overcome selfishness so you can fully give to others, right? And to do that, to reach that kind of level of humanity and success, you're going to have to just grind it out some days and learn how to win ugly. So I want to give you some really cool quotes. Now, these are golfing quotes. As you know, I'm a golf tragic. I get to play a lot of golf. And I think this first one's attributed to a guy called Lee Trevino, very famous golfer, you know, who was talked about, you know, they said at the start of a tour, they said he'd won a few games. And they said, oh, you know, Mr. Trevino, you seem very lucky this year. And he laughed and he said to the journalist, you know, he goes, yeah, that's true. You know, he said, the harder I practice, the luckier I get. The harder I practice, the luckier I get. You know, sometimes you got to turn up. You just got to grind it out. You just got to keep doing the unattractive stuff to achieve the success that people see later. And another great golfing one from one of the, you know, most famous golfers in history ever, Ben Hogan, was just, you know, meticulous for practice and training. No matter how, even at the peak of his career, with this incredible talent. He would just grind it out. And, you know, maybe he was sitting around one day with a bunch of other professionals and they were joking about practice. And he said, the difference between me and you guys is that you got calluses on your butts and I got calluses on my hands. You know, he sort of thinks these guys are kind of sitting around too much, and he's out there every day with a club in his hand, just grinding it out. And of course, if you've read that famous book, Outliers, you'll have heard of the 10,000 hour principle. You know, some of the most extraordinarily famous, successful people in a whole diverse range of fields somehow seem to gravitate towards around about 10,000 hours of practice or commitment in their discipline. So you with me? Quick summary, I got one more thing to give you in a sec, but sometimes you just got to turn up, work hard, and win ugly. And you know what that feels like, don't you? You might be sitting there thinking, man, what am I doing here? This isn't working. Grind it out. Grind it out. And I guess the question is, well, how do you know you're doing the right thing? And as I was preparing, there's another great quote. I hope you're writing these down. You know, I said, there's no point, here's the quote, there's no point climbing the ladder of success if it's up against the wrong wall. And then a great line, you know, there's no point climbing the ladder of success if it's pushed up against the wrong wall. So you want to know that you're roughly in the area of your talents and abilities and you're serving. But once you kind of know you're in the right place, then sometimes we're going to grind it out. And the last one I want to give you, metaphors are powerful, you know, because you won't remember every word I've said here, but you will remember key metaphors and stories. And, you know, as in a big city recently, and I was talking to a great friend, and he gave me this wonderful analogy, this wonderful metaphor. He said, looked at me, he said, Jonathan, he said, be a donkey. And I'm like, that's very nice, thank you. But no, but he said, like, you know, he told me this story about, you know, think of one of those old-fashioned donkeys that are old-fashioned water wheel. I mean, I know the donkey was old-fashioned, but the water wheel was, you get the point. Now, the donkey just goes round and round in circles, day after day, turning this water wheel. And downstream, the water that the donkey's generating is creating fruit trees and gardens and flower beds and providing water for people. You see the point? The donkey doesn't get to see the outcome necessarily of this grinding out day in, day out work. But downstream, the results are happening. And here's the metaphor for your life. You know, sometimes you just got to work the water wheel, friends. You just got to grind it out day in, day out. And the real payoff is coming a little further downstream. So hang in there, hard work, learn how to win ugly. I hope if you're having a tough time at the moment that that's giving you some confidence and some motivation just to keep going. Don't fall for this celebrity culture. The truth of your success is becoming the fullness of who you are with your unique gifts and talents so you can fully give. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This is the Weekly Podcast. I'd love you to share this with some friends. It's been amazing to watch it grow. Flip them a link to the podcast and say, you need to listen to this or I will not be your friend. I mean, you won't be their friend. I'll always be your friend. Now, I'm Jonathan Doyle. This is the Weekly Podcast. I'll be speaking with you next week.
Well, there you go. Another powerful idea to create real change in your life from Jonathan Doyle. Make sure you post your comments in the box below the podcast or add your comments by finding Jonathan on iTunes. Want to find out more about Jonathan's books, products, or speaking events? Then visit him at fbjonathan.com. Now get out there and live the life you were made for, and have a great week.